This is Abikia's recording for Maseches Megillah, Daf Chaf Dalet Amid Aleph. We are at the Mishnah, at the very bottom of Chaf Gimel Amid Beis, two lines from the bottom end of the line. Says the Mishnah, Hakori b'Torah lo yivchos mishlosha psukim. If someone is reading the Torah, cannot read less than three psukim for an aliyah. V'lo yikra l'meturgaman yosem pasuk echad. Now, if you have a meturgaman who's translating the laning as you go, so you're not supposed to give him more than one pasuk to translate at a time. Uvenavi shlosha, but if you're laning the haftorah from the navi and he's going being a meturgaman for the navi as well, you're allowed to give him up to three psukim to translate at a time. Hayu shloshed on shalosh parshios. Let's say from the three psukim, each one is three parshios. We'll explain what that has to do with. Rashi says the Gemara is going to tell us what case we're talking about over there. Korin echad echad. Then you should read them one by one. Medalgin benavi vein medalgin betorah. You're allowed to skip from place to place in the navi. In the haftorah, you can jump from one place in the navi for another place, but you cannot do that during kriyas haTorah. Ad kamu medalig. How far can you skip? Ad kadesh lo yipsok hameturgaman. Right? So that it does not interrupt, or the meturgaman doesn't have to stop. Meaning once you find your place, the meturgaman won't have to wait any longer for you to skip to the next spot in the scroll. Okay. Says the Gemara, Hani Gimel Psukin Keneged Me. Where did those three Psukin come from? Amar Abasi Keneged Tardavim Muksuvim. That's based on Tardavim Muksuvim. We had this earlier in the Masechta as well. Below Yikra Lamiturgam and Yosemite Pasuk Echad, Uvenavi Gimel Psukin. And you can't read more than one Pasuk at a time from the Torah for the Meturgaman, and you can't read more than three Psukim at a time from the Navi. Hayu Shlushed on Shalosh Parshas Kore Echad Echad. So this is all quoting from the Mishnah, and if each one all three of them basically made up three separate parshios, so you got to read them one by one. Kigon, for example, meaning what does this mean exactly? Kiko Amar Hashem, from the psukim of in Yishayo, Ko Amar Hashem Chinam Nimkartem, I sold you for nothing, or you were sold for nothing. Kiko Amar Hashem, so says Hashem Elokim, Mitzrayim Yorad Imi, right? Ami Barishana, sorry, that my nation went down originally to Mitzrayim, but Ata Malipo Ne'um Hashem. So this area in Sefer Yishayahu has three parshios that are comprised of three different, three psukim which comprise three different parshios. That would be the one example over there. And then those you have to let the meturgaman translate one by one. Again, we don't have a meturgaman bisman hazeh, but that's how they did it in those times. Then the Mishnah said, "Medalgin benavi, vein medalgin betorah." You're allowed to skip in the navi, you're not allowed to skip in the Torah. There are many. I have a contradiction for you, says the Tanaic source in the Brisa. Kore achare mos v'ach v'asor. Right. So when you read from achare mos, you're talking about the laning on Yom Kippur. You read from parshas achare mos, and then you also read from ach v'asor. So you're going from Perek Tez Zion in Sefer Vayikra all the way to Perek Chaf Gimel in Sefer Vayikra. V'hakam Medaleg, how is that not skipping? So Amar Abaye says, Lo Kasha, this is not a Kasha. Kan B'kadesha Yifsok HaMeturgaman, V'kan B'kadesha Lo Yifsok HaMeturgaman. One is a case where it's going to cause the Meturgaman to stop and wait until they find the place, and one is a place where they're not going to cause the Meturgaman to find the place. Now, because basically the parts that we're reading on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol, I didn't explain this well. Who reads this on Yom Kippur? The Kohen Gadol in the Beis HaMikdash reads these parts of the Torah. It's listed off in the Mishnayos in Yuma. So the Kohen Gadol would skip to this next part. So the answer is that it's very quick skip in the Torah. You could just, it's like basically like three quick rolls, and it will not even be so long that the Meturgaman would have to wait. So that short distance, you're allowed to skip even when you're reading the Torah. So from the way the Mishnah phrased it, it said, you're not allowed to skip in the Torah. You are allowed to skip in the Navi, but only so much as the Meturgaman is not going to have to sit and wait for you. Implying that when it comes to reading the Torah, you're not allowed to skip at all, even if it's shorter than the Meturgaman will have to wait. So that answer can't hold up against our Mishnah. So Elo Amar Abaye, Abaye says lo kasha. It's not a kasha. Kan v'inyan echad, kan v'shtei in yonos. Right? It says one is talking about one topic and one is talking about two different topics, right? So basically, we don't, right? We allow you to skip to a new inyan in the Torah if it's keeping on task with the same topic. However, we don't let you skip to a new topic in the Torah if it's going to be a new topic, and therefore, within the rule still stands for the Torah that if you're going to skip to a different part of the Torah which has the same topic, we're still going to make it be such that it doesn't make the Torah one way. Ask the Gemara, wait a minute, Vatanya, or this is actually a Benichusa Vatanya. Sorry, Rashi says this is a statement, not a kasha. So he says, Vatanya, and I have a brisa which shows this, Medalgim Torah Binyanel. You're allowed to skip from place to place in the Torah if it's the same topic. Uvenavi Vishnei Inyanim. In the Navi, you can skip to a new topic. Right? So, Kan Vakan, Bekadeshi Lo Yifsa Kan Torah. But the rule stands, you can't make the Torah and have to sit and wait for you. Tanya Idach, we have another brisa, Ein Medalgim Minavi Lenavi. Right, you're not allowed to skip from one sefer of the Navi to another. Ubenavi shall shnei masar medali. But within the treyasar, since they're so short, even though each one is a separate sefer, but since they're so short, you can skip from one to the other. Ubelvad shalo yedalik misofa sefer l'tchilasa. You can't go backwards. You can't go from the end of the sefer to the beginning of it. Right, you have to go forwards. Okay, says the next Mishnah, Hamaftir benavi, when you read the Haftorah from the Navi, hu poris al shema, who overlifnei ateva. So basically the idea was is that a person who gets the Haftorah, it's considered a little bit of a knock on his kavod, and therefore he should be the shliach tzibur for shachris. He should be the one who does chazaras hashatz, right? But who knows seis kapov, if he's a kohen, he should do the birchas kohanim. Vim haya katan aviv o rabo overin al yado. And if he was a katan, meaning we said before, you're allowed to give maftu to a katan. If he was a katan, so you give the kavod to somebody, his father or his rebbe, you know, so it's still considered a kavod to him because it's because of him that they're getting the kavod. Katan kore v'toro mitargim. A katan is allowed to read from the Torah and he can be the mitargim. Manavol eno pori sal shema, but he can't daven for the amid starting with shachris. Ve'eno over lifnei shachris, meaning birchas kriyshma. So he says ve'eno over lifnei ateva, and he's not allowed to say chazor shashatz. Ve'eno nosei es kapa, he's not allowed to be the kohen do the birchas kohanim. Pocheach. What about a person whose pants are ripped? Either he's Rashi says either it means he's wearing shorts, or he's so you can see his knees, you can see his feet. Maybe it's a question. Maybe his pants are just ripped and they have holes in them. You could see his legs. So that person, Pori says, Shema Mitargim, he can be the Shlich Tzibur for the Birkos Kriya Shema, he can be the Miturgim, but Eno Kore B'Torah, shouldn't be the Balkore, I mean, he shouldn't get the Aliyah. In those days, the Balkore and the Aliyah were the same person. He shouldn't be the Balkore, Ve'eno Overlif Ne'ateva, he can't do Chazar Sashatz, Ve'eno Noseis Kapav, he can't be the Kohen giving the Bracha. Suma, what about a blind man? Pori says, Shema Mitargim, he can also lead the Birkos Kriya Shema. And he can also be the meturgeman for the laning. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kol Shelo Ra Ma'oros Miyamav Eino Poris Al Shema. He says, no, he can't because he never saw the Ma'oros. He never benefited from the sun, the moon, and the stars. So he's going to say the bracha of Yotzer Ma'oros. It's not proper for him to lead the tzibur in these brachos, and therefore he can't be Poris Al Shema based on this technicality. Says the Gemara, my taima, what is the reason for the halakhas that we said before, that we give all these extra honors to the guy who gets maftir? So as we explained, Rav Papa Amar Mishum Kavod. It's because of Kavod that basically he got the Haftorah, which is lame. So you're going to give him other things which are, you know, a little bit more bakavodik. We nowadays, we think of the Haftorah as a big Kavod. And you get maftir, it's Chashuv. But in those days, it was not looked at as Chashuv. You wanted to get a regular Aliyah. Rabba Bar Shimi Amar. Rabbi Bar Shimi says, Mishum da Asi le'intsuye, because people are going to come to argue about... people are going to come to argue, and Rashi explains because they're going to say, I'm going to do maftir, you have to do this. So this is what we say, we take care of it. We give one guy maftir, and we give him all the other kibbutzim also, so that he has to, no, nobody's going to fight about who's going to down for the Amid that day. So my binayo, ikka binayo, da avid bechinam. So the nafkamina is when people do this for free, meaning if a person doesn't get paid to do it, so in that case nobody's going to argue for who has to do it. It's you're basically doing the shul a favor instead of them giving you a job, which maybe people would argue about it. Tanan b'maya katan aviv o rabba over nal yado. So we said in the Mishnah that if there was a katan who lay in the maftir, So then you got to give it to a gadol, either his father, his Rebbe. So mitzuye. So if you're gonna say it's because people are fighting and they're gonna argue about who should daven for them, and katan bar mitzuye, what? The katan has no right to fight about it. He can't. So that can't be the right reason, because the katan wouldn't fight that he should daven for the amen. Elamai mishum kavod. It says. So what are you gonna say? Okay. So we're gonna. Yeah, you're right. It has to be because of kavod. Katan bar kavod. Who? What? The katan is someone who is gonna be so worthy of kavod that he's gonna argue. You're not giving me enough kavod. You're insulting me. So ella ika kavod aviv kavod rabo. No. So the answer is there's kavod to his father and to his rabbi, going over to Chafdal and Beis. Hakanami ika nitsuye of nitsuye rabo. So too, his rabbi or his father would fight on his behalf. They'll argue about it then. So we want to solve the problem. Okay, we'll hold here.